My name is Michael Kaiton, and I welcome you to Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a program presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM, and it brings the Minister of SCOM on radio by presenting a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today, we are finalizing the teaching on Understanding SCOM, facilitated by Duncan Chiani. We'll also hear a testimony from Chifundo Pulila and an update of upcoming SCOM activities. So please, let's be together. For a start, let's hear a song titled Heart of Worship, done by Gateway Worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something back to you that will bless your.
You are listening to Inside SCOM on TWR Malawi.
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song it is. It's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things are. You're looking into my.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
entitled Heart of Worship, done by Gateway Worship, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now, I invite Duncan Chiani to finalize the teaching on understanding SCOM.
SCOM wants you to grow in your spiritual life through Bible study, prayer, and worship. So on your campus, make sure that is happening, and it's happening very well. Komanso helps students, number three, helps students to witness Jesus Christ, both in word and in deed. Mukale mbonizage za Yesu Christu, mukale ma witnesses of Jesus Christ, pakampasi banubati. And tikamakamba kare oka witness of Jesus Christ, it's not only what you say. Of course, what you say by telling people about Jikondi ya Yesu and all that, what Jesus has done for you, and also what the word of God says, kuri anto andre Yesu Christu. That's the first way. Komanso jina, it's even about your own behavior. Meno makarira, all that. And behavior, it's in all aspects of life, including your academic life, including many way umakarea serious in school, ni meno makonzera. That should also be a witness. Kuri ndiwe nkirisi. Fakula nambira baba, mumanga wanga claim of verse yoku, we are heads, not tails. When is the verse major? Kuma mene mali perera nkarasi, kuri kuri uhedi wa baba ndiru kwenda banji. Claiming about we are heads, not tails. We are heads, not tails. Mama ini mene mene mbira masabu magai. Masabu, mwabu ini zabiri, zamu ini aseme, saini yose munda ulemba sabu, mwabu ini zuma karaba anji. Nkarasi mujaso, muzido oneta, kuri ino ni mwana wa mulungu. Murimo, nkarasi muji. How you relate with Mameshoanu, how you relate with your classmates, how you relate with everyone else, it must show kuti inuyo ndinu nani kodi? Mwana wa Mulungu. So you must be a witness of Christ in all aspects of your life, including kuuza anthu ndi pakamwa panu za Yesu Kristu. University ijakula kulu mwana wake ni Mulungu. Do you understand that? And God must be present at your university campus. And God can be present at university campus. How you're living your life, how you're witnessing for Christ in all aspects of life. That brings the presence of God. Something else is different. And that is, those are practical things. I know as Christians, we just think we claim this university for God. Yes, when you claim it in the spirit, do things that will make that university for God. We claim our universities for God, and we claim kuambiri mpempero, which is very good. Koma, what do you do to make sure we claim uzano mugunenazo practically zikuchitika? It's when you're sharing the word of God with people, when you're living a life that shows good way to do increase you, when you are doing well in class, when you're doing that, all those aspects are the aspects that will make thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come on our campus as it is in heaven. You'll bring it through what you are doing by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? It's not zongo pempera, it's a wagul. Pempero lija. There is a way of action, you know, so van after Bempero action. Tima Bempera Zijambuye. Timari Guriba campus Vanobo in Yomo Onege. There's Merugubanga. If we are starting to witness for you, Jesus. Timari Nomo Onege Mapuzroatu. There's Merigide. Tugubanga Stade Gopia. Tiagalo and Kasimuja. They got Konses Mesija. And Tugano Ego, my guy. But I got trending in a guy of a campus. Zukanga Makaiza Mena Vida Uskomuaja. You understand that? Mugakarizu zujiriga winobuino ndi tu. Zigaone gazoka. People will be able to see. But the trend in Ayagibampasibana Guragul. And the ref was a trend ija. I was going to yoga from Tim Yantu. I mean, they are part of the interdenominational ministry on campus called SCOM. That's how we change things. Right? Because if we are involved. So, it's about ifeo kukara my witnesses of Jesus Christ. Komanso is to bring Christian fellowship, to bring student Christian fellowship. Fellowship is being able to come together. Kuma fellowship, more importantly, are the relationships we have with one another. Fellowship is how we help one another. Especially now, we need more Christian fellowship on campus. Not just fellowship, but we have a Muslim, but a fellowship that will be able to see the needs of your fellow student and reach out to help them as a family of God. We understand amagaye minimukalira magambazi moja. The truth is zukalabwi et eh muvuriga amagaizi so yabisezuja kuya daily amene makala boarding you know yerenti so ya kujeni kumene mukona kuja chanja and vanoba ino kuti the students are strained kwambiri and vambira makala mpakana SCOM. At some point we had a project kukulwana imene actually we had picked some students. I made my tandiza at least 1 meal a day. Chani, wakwatandiza na kwa libirira maujen, my accommodation and all that, because there is a lot of need for that. There was meetings about every campus. And actually, ironically, I said, Woody, nano conference ngadi kwa Swatini last week. This problem, the students were saying exact same problem. Kwa my students akufutika, kudabisi chakudya, and all those kind of things. This is when we need Christian fellowship even more. Because bamene bawako akufutika alibolo soya bises. There are some of you amene makala muli ndi zindu zambiri go bas. That's how dziko mene makalira. Ena no makala muli ndi zambiri mbiri muli masose zambiri mbiri okutandizirana and all that. Koma funa muzingo njoya, muzingo sinta mafoni, muzingo sinta sizola kuika ndizanu zinthuzo. Komano, we are Christians and we have a Christian fellowship, and there is a brother, there is a sister, amene is failing to have a meal pakampasi bombo. Pamene weyo uli ndi privilege yokuti phone yangai ndikagule ina. Pamene yako ikwira chiro bwino bwino. Mwagule ina fari muli kuthekera kodero. Sikuti nzola kuyanzano bwino bwino pali zweso vuto pali zweso chimolilos. But the thing is akulakulu pali magaize nake among us amene akuvutika kwambiri. Now, Christian fellowship is about helping one another like that. So, students must be in that kind of a Christian fellowship. Imene, we are able to help each other. Ngati skomu, ndukumbu ya ndenage, mafana askomu, aku secondary, kama ngati katreni gena gena mafana secondary. What secondary ina? I think I kule wakule mwe girls secondary school. It was like, ii, ife watu skomu watu, nzatu ina gambwe za fizi, janchana, janchana. Kamigi nani kwenye ma student leaders ama secondary angapu. Ma students aja, nani nakuta haa? Kodi first thing kate usonkira na drama, tika sonkira na, tika toka mulibiri ya school fees yo, baka na mafana aja, nitu wana mba usonka drama, nitu usonka drama, usonka drama, usonka drama, funa son drama vena wanje zero. Kwa mulibiri na mundu ya school fees, kubeli na wa school, friends, nzao wa school, and I'm chosen school for fees. That is called Christian fellowship. Fellowship ya kula kulu sungu kuma na kumemba magola asizi. Fellowship is taking care of one another. So, SCOM exists to provide that Christian fellowship on campus. Kwana school. Nokanoka, you should be able to embrace each other and support each other in your needs, including academic needs. Wabwena fana na gendwa SCOM, wa first year, awukanika kuzitsata zina zake, zikumuvuta kwambiri mwana uchi. Muskomu muja, muzita wakala magai zena aga second year, third year, fourth year. Amene can say, kuti magai, after nakabanga wabimpiro anu, fellowship, nakabanga malime atu, tabanga Bible study and all that. My first year students, amene, mukufudika in a certain area, please, mukumane nda kuda kude, mufurugozi kufuda nijani, kurenga akula kulu angabo, mafana jakumakano basi, ndukumawa pozisa aso, zituziasisi tata. Imene yoni Christian fellowship. Umene ondu urumigi. Fuka mwana ya nabu ilaba school. If you don't help their academic needs, then you're not helping them. Because akamuida, sakala so, member wa school mwapa branchi banu. Mabira kunyumba. If you love this kid, kuti yeyu, amalize school, kumaso kale, apagidwe disciple, pasaka ziminari ba school baja. Nemu yese tsegura samuide, by kuntandizira even academic work yake. So, that's part of Christian fellowship as well. And lastly, pankani yama zolinga za SCOM is calling students to work for the extension and unity and the renewal of the church, kumaso kutandizira in the whole society. Ufuna inuyo muzakale responsible member, not only wabakampasi manu baja, wabakampasi baja mukale responsible person, making sure wili kampasi jantu azona la antu wawadu ama jira zintu zambu yedi. Kumaso at the same time, you must be a responsible member of your particular church. Remember, we are interdenominational. So if we are different denominational, tukufuna kuduka, iwayo ukapita kuchali chikwanu kuja, ukakale muntu wofunikira kwambiri kuchali chikwanu. Because SCOM has helped you, has trained you. So akamati kuchurch kwanu there is a youth church ka youth fellowship ya kuchurch ndio muzikakala amene mukutsogolera kumene kuja kumati tikapange youth conference ya kuchurch watu yanchan muzikakala organized because you have learned those skills from SCOM. So mukakala responsible member wa church yanu icha ifakuru SCOM ndi interdenominational aliyesa akapange thrive ku church kwao akapita church kwao kuti so kumene go be a responsible member. We want you to become that, but also you have to be a responsible member of the society. Ziko lathu la Malawi. Inuyo achinyamata muzikhala kuti you are the ones amene who are taking lead. National Youth Council of Malawi strategic plan. Mene wapanga ma consultations with the youth. The youth told us, if we don't want to be contributors or contributing to the development of this country, no, we want to be the drivers of the development of this country. And that's very true. Because you know what? Malawi is a very youthful country. Our average age in Malawi, you know, 18 years. Over 80% of our people are less than 35 years old in Malawi. So this country is very youthful. So if anything is to go forward, mudziko ngadinolo, it will depend on what the youth are doing. That's why, or the Malawi 2063 vision, I can bet you, most of you have never read it, is a youth-centric vision. The youth are the drivers of that vision. But you know the funny part? Most of you, the youth, you have no interest in it. Yet we are talking of 2063. In most of those years, 2063, amene mukale kuti mulipo ndinuyo. Akulakula osadzakhala kuti by 2063, akulakula osadzamwalira mwalira. Kulibe. That vision is for you. It's a youth-centric vision, must be driven by you. To have an inclusively wealthy country that is self-reliant. Dzikolosa bempa bempa. Kumari ese, odzimira baye kabinobino, zigoloso, odzimira balo kabinobino. And now we are zimzumezu fuwe wambiri basuwa no, tukubanga agriculture commercialization, tukamba za urbanization, tukamba za industrialization. That's Malawi 2063. And then kuna enablers, wabangi sa zimezu zitege. One of the enablers in Nkani is a mindset change. Issues of capacity building, you know, all those kind of things. If you go back, if you are a wise person, a wise Christian youth, you must be interested in things like Malawi 2063 because you are the ones to drive it. It will also help you, even as you're studying, to know what are the areas that are going to be so marketable in the next 10 years, in the next 20 years. My areas are Malawi 2063. Because when you are school, you realize many of these guys is relevant. Why? Because maybe you're not looking more relevant in the heat. In as much as you have your passion and all that. Komaso, how can I tame my passion? Could I even contribute towards something that is relevant? Those people who are doing relevant things, that means into Zima Waendera. That means wabanga ndarama zambiri. That means wakala kuti zitu jazukuwachi, zikuwa tamangira, wino wino. Amene akubanga zitu, zimene zikuwa relevant, ni mene zitu ziti in time eneo. And relevance ya inuyo is to go into the Malawi 2063 and say, as a Christian youth who is doing accounting, as a Christian youth who is doing law, as a Christian youth who is doing education, as a Christian youth who is doing community development, what are the spaces? Amene kamajiwa school huru, ndizwe kuti space yakuti yakuti ichi, I'll be contributing towards Malawi 2063, it means there will be more market. And as you're doing that, you're also contributing to the development of your country. So SCOM is also there to help you, my guy. Mukale relevant mudziko linolo, mukale relevant mudziko la pansi lino, mukale relevant Malawi uno. Hey, mukafaya ma social media mucho. What are the things amazing that you kutandizani? Kuti one, moyo wanu upite patsogolo. Two, you contribute towards the betterment of your family, of your church, but also of your country. I know when you go to social media, but at the end of the day, when you sit down and say, okay, fine, guys, what is this, you know, at the end of the day, bajazandi, bangera contribute, yani moyo mwanga, nothing. Koma mukukula. Recently, one of my best friends, when I was appointed board chair on the Council of Malawi, and I didn't get a phone to say, I'm in it. Akulu akulu ambado no ondi feo. And when I got a gun, if it could not have akulu akulu at so here, I'm going to say, mugumbugire kuti mbado no, akulu akulu agi, ni nani, ndi feo. During all the responsibility of Senasian, tenti atenge, ndi po disikwina chido yomoli mbigira, kuti responsibility to Jezekari yan. So, very soon, some of you are already going to that.
Agora agora mbadwano ndi inuyo ndi bomkhala inuyo pompano pompano.
That's why you need to be more relevant and do things that will help you. So let's move together and let's strive together moving forward as we witness for Christ, as we are committed for Christ, as we do new things and be more creative with student ministry, Gumaso, as we move together into the future. Amen.
Amen. That's the voice of Duncan Chani, who was sharing on Understanding SCOM.
Hi, I'm Martha Konje, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we hear from Chifundo Pulida.
My name is Chifundo Pulida. I'm from Mzimba District. Currently, I stay here in Lilongwe.
Tell us a bit more of your education and professional background.
I studied gender and development at Lilongwe University of Agriculture, Bunda. I graduated last year. 2023 October.
When did you become born again?
I became born again in 2010. At this other time, a certain man of God came to our school, Boys on Shikaike, one of the school maf in those days in northern region, came to our school and made me to receive Jesus Christ.
Which school was this?
Muhalaunda Community Secondary School.
How did you find yourself in SCOM?
One of my friends introduced me to SCOM things. Usually I didn't like going to a gathering like these ones because we have that mentality that it was that mentality that people could say going to in such gatherings, they are Satanist and so and the like. So I didn't like going that into those gatherings. Yeah, so I can say my friend introduced me into this organization.
Okay, how was SCOM in your secondary school days?
During my secondary school level, SCOM has really been helpful to me because it's where I had many opportunities where we can hear the word of God. Some men of God could pray for us, made some declarations and the like. I've been really encouraged through the SCOM during my secondary school days.
Do you have any memorable moments, like a specific time or event that you remember most in secondary school?
Yes, the most memorable things in my life during my secondary school is when we used to go to Lobat Rose Secondary School, where we had would attend different conferences. Yeah, and in so doing, our spiritual level was being boosted.
Now going to Luana, what do you remember most about SCOM in Luana?
The most thing that I do remember is the services that we used to attend. We used to, the men of God could come to our campus, preach unto us, and made some declarations and the like. So, yeah, it really helped us, academically and as well as spiritually.
So, generally, how has SCOM impacted your life, both?
It's living the life with Christ each and every time. It has really been so helpful in my life because without SCOM, without men of God who could preach unto us, I don't think I could reach at this level. But through prayers and declaration, I've been really been helped.
Lastly, what would be your word of encouragement or last word?
Okay, my encouragement to my fellow students, girls and boys at the university or any other schools, they need to focus. They need to know Jesus Christ as their Savior because when you know Jesus, everything is possible. Even in our academics, it will be very possible. There's grace. There are certain grace that are there in this school. We carry a certain grace that we cannot compare with other people.
That's the voice of Chifundo Pulida, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
My name is Henry Sidika, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
Finally, let me update you on what's happening in SCOM. On Sunday, 15 December 2024, there will be a zonal meeting for Chitipa SCOMAF, which will be held at Chitipa DHO conference room from 1:30 in the afternoon. And SCOM in the North will have an associates conference, which will be held at Tukupalisha Lodge in Urumpi District from 20 to 22nd December 2024. The theme for this conference is Pressing Towards the Goal, and registration fees are 10,000 kwacha for associates and 5,000 kwacha for kids. Well, that's how we wrap up today's edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR. For questions, feedback, or if you want to update us on SCOM activities that are happening in your area, please just get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this program on the SCOM website, which is www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like and follow our Facebook page, SCOM Student Christian Organization of Malawi, and the Facebook page link is www.facebook.com/SCOM.MW. There you'll be able to get more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.
SCOM! Oh, yeah.